Home, we are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive, positively getting the Maryland Crab Cake Tour back out on the road. I swear I'll have new dates. I've been tardy, reluctant, waiting on Oriole playoff dates. I'm making that up. We're going to have plenty of Maryland Crab Cake Tour stops. All of it brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. I'll have Raven Scratch-Offs giveaway. I like the shimmer on these new Raven Scratch-Offs. We will see if we like the shimmer on the season after the Kansas City game here this week. I have old friends, new friends. We love talking about animals around here. We love talking about raising money. We like talking about good causes. And I get to meet cool people. Beth Rheingold is one of those people I met a number of years ago running then. It was Pikesville, Owings Mills, Reisterstown, Randallstown, Northwest. Now the Greater Baltimore Chamber of Commerce. She joins us now to discuss Heads and Tails 5K and Doggy Dash. That's a mouthful. I'm going to leave it up to you. How are you? I see you've not quit on your Orioles. I see you're
Yep.
watching Bradish and Rogers do their thing here this week.
Always got to see those amazing walk-offs in person. So always an O's fan. Nestor, great to be with you. Thank you for having me back.
Well, I always love having you on, and I had Jerry Schlichting on a couple weeks ago. We talked about him. I met you through eating too much food at one of your really nice events where everybody came and ate too much food.
Yeah.
And I get asked to do that a lot. I'm always honored. I'm always happy to come and eat everybody's food and rate it fairly because people know I can't lie about food either. My whole tastiness thing with Curio Wellness last month, we got down to number one. And when I said peach cake was number one at Fenwick Bakery, nobody doubted that that's ever had the peach cake at Fenwick Bakery. What are you baking up here? Because I think with chambers of commerce, with businesses, local business, and I've met you maybe right pre-COVID, and then we went into the whole mess, and we're coming out
That's
of it all
right.
these years later. People ask me what I do for a living, and really what I do with Baltimore Positive, support local business, and I am my own little chamber of commerce,
Yeah, you are.
my own little downtown partnership, my own little Baltimore committee, all of that, in just trying to put this together where people doing good deeds do good things. And I know you're always on the forefront of this because that's kind of what Chamber of Commerce is. I mean, I talked to Nancy here in Towson and just around the community. It's just really important that we get together, whether it's an Essex Day or a Heritage Fair or a Doggy Dash, right?
Nestor, you really are your own chamber of commerce, and that's what it's all about. It's about partnerships, and you have been with me on my journey with the Chamber of Commerce as we rebranded from Pikesville Owings Mills to Greater Baltimore Chamber of Commerce, and now we're expanding to all of Baltimore County. I don't know if you knew that, but that's a pretty exciting journey.
Well, I live in
And
Baltimore County, so that's good.
So this is really very, very exciting. And we're about what I call and what we call the four C's, and that is community, connections, commerce, and we've added the fourth C, county. So what you're talking about is what we're all about, and that's what our Heads and Tails 5K and Doggy Dash is about. It's at Garrison Forest School, October 19th. That's a Sunday. 9 a.m. is the 5K, 10 a.m. is the Doggy Dash. And what this event does, it's our biggest fundraiser for the chamber. But it supports Reed's Rescue, a really wonderful nonprofit partner of ours. And it's at the gorgeous campus of Garrison Forest School, where our vendors in our vendor village can get to interface with participants, with those who are supporting the runners and the walkers and the doggy dashers. And it's just a really wonderful family morning.
Well, I've had Kate Bell on the show talking about,
Yeah.
yeah,
Reed's
of course,
Rescue.
she's come out and had a crab cake with me at Cooper's North, probably a bowl of gumbo, as I remembered as well. And really weirdly, the Reed part was her dog was named after Ed Reed. So there's like a whole Ravens connection here. So,
There is.
We're small to more. We're all glued together through this. Beth Rheingold is here. She and I are glued together through the butternut squash recipe at Clean Cuisine up in Owings Mills with Jerry. So, give me the doggy part of this, and also I must say, for all of you in the fundraising space, and I'm laughing out loud because it's the middle of September as we tape this. I'm hoping that the Ravens will be really relevant and awesome. And my birthday is October 14th that week. Also, John Wooden's birthday, so we celebrate him. But October 19th is I look on my calendar, and you know my calendar's everything, right? Like if I look at my calendar, I either can, can't, might not. I've learned how to say yes to things like you. I've also learned how to say no to things like you.
Good.
Something's happening and I can't do it. Doesn't mean my heart's not into it. I'll do a segment on anything, and that goes for anybody in the space out there. You want to come on the show? I got plenty of time for everybody. Come on the show, and we'll talk about your charity or whatever your date is. But Sunday, October 19th, I have one thing in my calendar that day. It's just Sunday in October. It's usually a football game. It says Ravens bye week. So, and I know all of you charity folks are putting everything into that weekend because
That's right.
it is a weekend when you say I'm doing something Sundays in the fall, and I'm like, I've lost out on weddings, bar mitzvahs, birthdays, births, all of that through my Ravens first fandom, then professional work, and now as the outsider looking in, I still like it. You can't have things in the middle of a Ravens game. So at
You
least on
can't.
October
You
19th,
can't.
you've picked a day where nobody's got anything else to do. So I'm
That's
telling
right.
them, I'm starting with that. So tell them, what is this? And it's at Garrison Forest in Owings Mills. And is this all day? When's it start in the morning for me?
It's really all morning.
Okay.
So our vendors come in pretty early, as you can imagine, to set up. The 5K takes off at 9 a.m. So we really ask everybody to be on campus, no later than like 8:30, get their tickets at our tent in our vendor village, and then they take off. It's a beautiful, winding, hilly course. There is a challenge hill. We call it Hot Dog Hill, and we've had some fun sort of pre-race day events involving Hot Dog Hill and some really cute dachshunds, which are the hot dogs, and that's been really adorable. But the race is for serious runners, walkers, somebody who just wants to, take a morning walk through the Garrison Forest campus. It's so beautiful. And we love our partnership with Garrison Forest because people who don't usually get to get on the campus get to enjoy the campus on this beautiful fall morning. We have not been rained out for years, so of course it's not going to rain on Sunday, October 19th. Then the festivities continue. At 10 a.m. we have the doggy dash, and that is just so much fun. It's a really quick doggy dash. Folks who bring their dogs get to run around this track twice with their dogs, and it's just so much fun. We have a kids' village too. So that's really the bulk of the morning. We've got food trucks, we've got kids' activities with Mr. Moo, and the whole shebang, Nestor.
You get home in time for kickoff at 1 o'clock anyway that
That's
day. And
right.
there are no, like, I'm looking at the games that day. Steelers play the Bengals that night. I mean, so you don't have any excuses for
It's
not.
perfect.
And I'm telling you, everybody's doing charities. Take the day and go do some good things. And so we're walking or we running? So the run kicks off and then you can walk behind it, sort of kind of if you'd walk.
So it's for walkers too, and a lot of runners use it just for a training course to stay in shape, to get ready for another big marathon. And then we've got our walkers who come just to support the 5K and the Chamber of Commerce. But to my knowledge, it is the only race that you can participate in with your dog. Now you've got to sign some waivers because we do this safely. Your dog can't be in heat. So we do have some criteria there. But it's fun because you can be with your dog, you can walk or run with your dog. Or you can participate in an hour later at the doggy dash just with your dog. So we have prizes for like best dressed dog if you want to bring your dog in a costume because it's close to Halloween. You could dress up for the 5K if you want to run in a costume. But it's just really about bringing the community together. We all love dogs. Garrison Forest is a dog-friendly school. They really welcome dogs. Families always bring their dogs on campus. And once we had a family that had an alpaca.
Hey, my childhood girlfriend from Essex has an alpaca farm in Virginia.
Yeah,
And
don't
I'm
knock
telling
it.
you, like, my wife and I have been planning forever. It's right down by Jiffy Lube in that Manassas area. And we've been planning to
Yeah.
go pet our alpacas. Alpacas are a thing.
They are. This family used to drop their daughter off at school with the alpaca in the car. I mean, it was like crazy. The alpaca made our poster that year.
I want to do
So
some like alpaca yoga is what I want to do, you know?
do they step on your back?
I don't know. The goats do though. I've done kangaroo yoga, you know, but I've never done the goat thing. Beth Rheingold is here. She runs the Greater Baltimore Chamber of Commerce. Tell everybody what that is and like how you bring people together and how you went from being sort of more of a Northwest organization to trying to become more of a regional and a countywide group that supports local business, right? That's what Chamber of Commerce do.
That's what chambers do, Nestor. You got it right. And as we expand to all of Baltimore County, we are so excited to be serving businesses all over the county. With the recent closure of the Baltimore County Chamber, we've stepped up to this role to support all of our businesses and to make sure that Baltimore County has a Chamber of Commerce to support business. We bring resources to our businesses, whether that's revitalization or workforce development, connecting, and in some cases, like our 5K, connecting businesses to nonprofits that are meaningful. We know, just like you do, Nestor, that nonprofits make our communities very strong and viable because we're all about making sure people want to live and play where they work, right? That's so important. And I don't know if you knew this, but Baltimore County is the third largest county in this great state of Maryland. So we are here to make sure Baltimore County continues to grow and be a place where people want to do business.
Well, you know, I always say we're WNST Taos in Baltimore, but our license is in Baltimore County. I have been, you know, I'm Baltimore County raised, born, educated, business owned from Dundalk to Towson. I lived in White Marsh for a while, and clearly I lived in downtown Baltimore for a long time, for 2 decades as well. Always have worked in downtown Baltimore, but the notion that the counties, all of them, and the cities working together and bringing people together, I often think of this, certainly in a weird political state, but trying to go to these breakfasts that people have put on or networking events people put on. I've do the Connect events and the Accelerant events and different things like that. These are more professional organizations, but they were always from Kiwanis clubs or just the, you know, any of the groups, civic organizations that put things together. But chambers were always about business. And tell me what is a modern. What do you aspire to be? And I'm sure you have events. I'm sure you have power lunches. I'm sure you're trying to always kind of put people together. And also, for anybody listening out there, I am the smallest of small business owners. When I talk about small business, I know I sound bigger on the radio on my AM station, but we're small little business at this point. And I aspired to all sorts of things through my time, but to say, how big's too big? How small's too small? If I'm a handyman working out of the trunk of my van, but I have a business and I'm working 6 days a week and I got kids and bills and can I join? What are the
Yes,
requirements and
it's a great
what's the
question.
barrier to entry?
There's no barrier. And great question, Nestor. Really, thank you for asking because we have a level for everybody. So you're what we would call a solopreneur, right? You're the solo entrepreneur. And so we have a super affordable level. We just redid all of our membership tiers because we want to be accessible for everybody, right? So whether you're a solopreneur or preneur, excuse me, a solopreneur, or you're a business with 1,000 employees, we have a level for you. And of course, your needs are different from the needs of a really large company. We've got something for everyone. We are not just a networking organization. And let me give you an example of that. When the Francis Scott Key Bridge was hit and collapsed, because of our name, Greater Baltimore Chamber, we were getting calls for 3 days for help from local businesses. Now, we hadn't even expanded to the county yet, but we are a connector. So it didn't matter who was calling, we were going to reach out to help. So you mentioned some amazing networking groups. Those groups are so fantastic. I've been to those events, and they really do serve businesses well. But like you said, chambers are here for businesses through thick and thin, right?
I've
So
always
we're going
seen
to
those as an extension of what Chambers wanted to be, could be, and
Yes.
took elements of it and said, this is when we think of Chamber of Commerce. For me, 30 years ago as a business owner, I sort of saw it as a place you can go have breakfast with other people in the area and meet some people. That's all. And to introduce people I know to the people you know. And it used to, but we had yellow pages, man. I had the Dewey Decimal System, Beth. I didn't have Googles and the AIs and the Geminis and like all of that.
It's really changed. And Nestor, I got to participate in this amazing 4-year program with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce called Institute, and you get the certificate and whatever. But the reason I'm mentioning that is because you are absolutely right. People used to have a sense of belonging to their organization, whether it was Kiwanis Club or some other membership driven group, a chamber of commerce. And you're right, we relied on those groups to help connect us. And I think that the chambers nationwide sort of fell behind, and everyone else caught on to what we were doing. And I think the chambers of commerce were not watching that carefully enough. But it's really important to know that in your time of need, when there's a pandemic, like our chamber was the first chamber to do the guide to curbside. I'm pretty sure we were the first ones in the state to do it. And you didn't even have to be a member because we knew we were all in it together. A rising tide lifts all boats. And we needed to make sure, when you talk about food on your show, we needed to make sure that our restaurants survived the pandemic. So we are here always as a business resource. We do things that people don't really think about a lot of the time, and we advocate. So just to give you a quick example, October 30th, we're having a town hall with our Maryland comptroller, Brooke Learman. We're bringing in people for businesses to meet and share their concerns with. And so we're always involved at that legislative advocacy level too.
Well, I always enjoy my time with Brooke. I always learn something from her. So there's another. So Power Lunch. What do we
Yep.
have? Yeah, give me a little word on that, and then I'm going to invite everyone on the 19th of October to get out to
Yeah.
Garrison Forest and participate. It is the 2025 Heads and Tails 5K Run, Walk, and Doggy Dash. You don't have to be a dachshund or own a dachshund to be amused by dachshunds. Correct? Yes.
That's right. Yeah, headsandtails5k.com is our URL to register. And you can register through the end of September and save money. Once October 1st hits, the ticket sales go up, the ticket price goes up. So don't hold off. But yeah, Nestor, we're excited for this event. We just love talking to you about all things business and 5Ks. And we hope to see everybody out there on race day.
So if I come to this power lunch thing, Beth Rheingold is here. She's going to upsell me right now into the organization. So tell me what you're offering, WNST, Baltimore Positive.
Yeah, so we have a level for you, Nestor, for the solopreneur. And we have a power hour lunch series.
You
We
make me
have
sound French with that solopreneur. Like, yeah, like I'm gonna have to have, croque madame for lunch. But go ahead. I
No.
like that. I mean, I like the way you're selling. Let me solopreneur. I like that. Go ahead.
You put that French spin
Hold
on
on a
it.
second. I gotta put that in my LinkedIn. I'm gonna fix that right now. I'm gonna change myself. They call me a digital creator now. So I'm like,
You are. Yeah,
yeah, this
sell
is,
it.
listen, you're not old, as old as me, but I'm old and I'm getting
I'm
old,
old.
as my
I'm
kid just
old.
turned 41 today. So happy birthday to my son Barry. But I,
Happy birthday.
we're getting there. But like, as I get older with all of this, like titles and all of that stuff, the one that really rubs me wrong, and I don't even know why, because like the kids think it's cool, podcaster. I have a podcast. I'm like,
Oh.
anybody could have a podcast. I've had a radio station for 27 years. Try
Yeah.
that. Anybody can be. So when you say solopreneur, I'm like, that sounds like being a consultant. It sounds like some name you make up for yourself that's fancy. But
I
I know,
love it.
listen, no matter what, it's hard work. If you
It's
have a
hard
business
work.
and you're fronting a business, even if it's an illicit business, it's hard work. But if you're on the hustle and you are a solopreneur or a small business owner or a small shop or a consultant, or you're in between gigs, or you're in the gig society, what is it, the gig economy,
Yeah, the
right? So
gig
we,
economy.
well, I mean, everybody's got to hustle at this point, but part of it is we're all zoom, 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 zooming, and we don't get in a room together, right? So, I mean, I think that that's, I don't get invited out anymore. Is it the way I smell? I mean, really, like, nobody invites me out to like
I can
lunch and all
smell your
that.
cologne here in Westminster, Maryland, where I am this
I
morning.
shaved and
So,
everything for this segment. No, but seriously, Pete,
no,
getting
Lester.
people together, it's like herding cats. Even if it's a
It
ball game, just getting people together. So I think anytime when people are ambitious enough to try to bring people to the table, we used to say, let's bring folks to the table. We really mean bring people to the table, right?
And here's the thing, Nestor, because you are always so on top of it. You always impress me. And you're right. It is very hard to get people together. When we have an event, I tell people, I can't, ever since the pandemic, I cannot predict attendance at an event. We can predict attendance at our 5K because we have analytics on that and it's a great morning. But you're right. And what I have to say is that chambers of commerce are going to once again become so important because we are bringing people together. And especially with the advent of AI, you and I cannot be replaced by AI as much as people may try, but we have to interface in person with one another because that's how business deals get done. It's through trust and knowing people. And you know this probably better than anyone, Nestor. Is you are not going to do business with anyone you don't know personally and that you don't trust. And so the chambers are all about building that trust and getting people in the room and at the table.
See, this is goes right into my tastiness thing. You're playing right into my hands here
Yeah.
with one of my tastiness businesses in the 20s. He thought he was too low, but it's fine. Go out and tell Jerry and get the Clean Cuisine butternut squash. I found
Oh,
him through you. He is a small business in the
yeah,
Crondale
listen.
Center in Owings Mills on the road up to MPT, just past Stevenson, in the place where my favorite all-time corned beef, Steve's Deli, was in that, and they're not there anymore. And I'm jonesing Steve's Deli right now. I'm jonesing that corned beef that the lady used to hand me when I came in there, and the little rainbow cakes and the knishes and all the stuff they had there. So
Yeah.
I think about like food and small businesses, and I think, and I've said this a million times, during the pandemic, I lived here. If you're watching my video, I live right at the west side of the harbor, the Harbor West, not Harbor East, but we would walk over to Little Italy, and my Amici's friends, Scott Rowland, who founded it, and the whole family there. I walked over there, tears in my eyes, bag on my face, taking bags of food out of there in the front door, not being able to touch credit cards in the middle of the pandemic, and just hoping they could stay open. so I could go have their meatballs, so I could feature them as number three on my tastiness countdown with Curio Wellness in 2025, that these businesses exist, whether it's Ekobin at number two or Fenwick Bakery at number one or Clean Cuisine, all of my local businesses. And those aren't even my sponsors now. I'm talking like Fadley's and Pappas and Costas and Coca, just all the people that power my business, Cooper's North, where I had Reed's Rescue. I featured them with Patrick Russell and everybody. So all of these local people that hold my business together in trying to hold their business together, these are it's foundational to every community that business owners know each other, trust each other, and
That's
stick
right.
together.
That's right. And that's what it all boils down to is community and those connections. And that's why we've got those four C's on our website, Nestor,
Give me those
because
C's
that's
again. Give me read that again, because I'm not so good. I didn't take notes on this. I don't have my AI note taker going here. So, what are my
right.
CCs again? Cut,
Connect.
color, clear. Oh, sorry, that different. Wrong. I'm sorry.
Connections, community, commerce, county.
All right. I'm just trying to get alignment, assignment, and technique right because it's football season, right? I'm trying to teach people football. Beth Rheingold teaching us about business, teaching us about the 2025 Heads and Tails 5K run and walk and doggy dash. That's a lot. I'm reading it off of here because it's just too much for me to remember. It is October the 19th, which you can go celebrate me being a year older because I turn a year older that week. It is also a bye week for the Ravens to so get out there early. You can do this whole thing in the morning. You can walk, you can run. You can laugh at dogs. You can get some apple spice. I see apple spice here. Everything's in this. And I'm going to maybe this, I got to speak to Karen about this. I don't see pumpkin in here. And, I'm thinking like there better be some pumpkin involved here in October. I mean,
There's
is
definitely
pumpkin like a
pumpkin.
four letter word? Have we replace pumpkin with apple or spice? Because pumpkin seems to be, I don't know, passé or something, but I'd love some pumpkin, right? It's
We
time for
love
pumpkin
pumpkin.
now, right?
We love pumpkin. We love doing this 5K in the fall. It's beautiful on campus. There will be pumpkin spice lattes, no doubt.
Apple
We've got,
cider donuts for me, maybe.
oh, bring that. Nestor, when you come to the 5K, just bring some.
All right. Well, I'm
Apple
looking forward to
spice,
this.
but you mentioned apple spice. That they are their name is very interesting. They are our breakfast sponsor, and they bring a hot breakfast to the 5K. It may have apples, it may have spice, but it's
It
not
might have
necessarily
pumpkin
apple
too.
spice.
It's the right time of the year,
We'll have
right?
to get Jerry Schlichting involved and bring his squash
Butternut
dish,
squash. Yeah,
the
it feels
butternut
like
squash.
this is a hearty dish for this time of year. It's
It
good that
is.
we're getting, my wife's putting together our first stew, but the weather hasn't
Oh.
fully broken, but don't
Right.
tell anybody. Fall Foliage will be out on the 19th at Garrison Forest, and Beth Rheingold will be here trying to hold business together. The Greater Baltimore Chamber of Commerce. You can read about all their mission and all the stuff up on the website at greaterbaltimorechamber.org and headsandtails5k.com. And if you need to know more, you can find me. You can find that at the front of Baltimore Positive. Beth, keep the faith here during the fall for the football season. I see you wearing that Oriole hat. I know, it's a long off season, but hopefully the Ravens will make it interesting for us, at least a bye week, okay?
Nestor, thank you so much.
Appreciate you. Beth Rheingold, defending champion of all things Greater Baltimore Chamber of Commerce here and a repeat offender here at Baltimore Positive. The Maryland Crab Cake Tour is getting out on the road. I will have these to give away. They are shiny. They are shimmery. Somewhere in here, there's a trip to Cincinnati to beat the sauce out of the Bengals through all of this. Raven scratch-offs and our Maryland Lottery sponsorship in conjunction with our friends at Liberty Pure Solutions, putting us out on the road. We're going to be eating crab cakes, talking more about tastiness treats, and trying to have a little bit of fun mixing that in with some football here, and Luke, of course, out in Owings Mills. Any breaking news happens first on the WNSD Tech Service that is brought to you by Cole Roofing and Gordian Energy. And we are powered up by local business. So I always like talking local business stories. And just a general shout out. I probably don't say this enough. I don't run a silly ad in the middle of my programming and saying if you have a local charity, community endeavor, if you're running your own doggy dash or 5K runs or something that you need me to come and eat your food, I'm happy to do that. Just email me, ness@baltimorepositive.com. Years later, Here we are doggy dashing, so don't laugh. You invite me out to eat your food. I'm like a wet boogie. I don't go away. I stick to you, man. I'm not going anywhere. I am Nestor. We are WNST AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. I've been called the disease online recently. I keep it all in a sense of humor, but I'm not going away.
Embrace it.
We're Baltimore positive. Stay with us.